State education leaders have announced which Washington schools will share in a $24 million federal grant designed to bring up low test scores or graduation rates. They pick 13 schools today from dozens eligible to receive what are called school improvement grants. KPLU education reporter Kyle Stokes visited one of the 13 recipients, Rainier Beach High School in Seattle.
Teacher Colin Pierce's theory of knowledge class is a little more free-form than the other classes these students take.
Hey, folks, can you please listen up and take a seat?
The subject matter of theory of knowledge is about as lofty as the name suggests. The class doesn't revolve around homework or textbooks, and that's fine by junior Muhammad Hashi. He says it may be different, but it's engaging.
It goes in an unorganized agenda, but at the same time, this is more like a heated conversation we have in here.
The course is part of Rainier Beach High School's fledgling International Baccalaureate, or IB, program. It's a set of intense college preparatory courses. The money the school got this week could help the staff meet a goal they set 3 years ago: get every student involved in those classes somehow. Pierce says Rainier Beach's staff has made several changes to meet that goal, adding training for teachers and help for students.
All of it really is focused on building supports for our staff and for our students to be able to access high-quality, high-level curriculum.
But up until now, the school has paid for those changes by cobbling together grant money. Now that it's gotten the major school improvement grant, Rainier Beach plans to extend its school day to help students take a full slate of IB classes if they choose. The grant will also pay for more staff training, instructional coaches, and community outreach. State numbers say 4 out of 10 Rainier Beach students don't graduate on time. Pierce says breaking that pattern involves building momentum.
To escape from what can often be a cycle of neglect and being under-resourced, schools need to reach a certain escape velocity, and I think this grant's going to allow us to do that.
State officials have yet to finalize the exact amount of grant money Rainier Beach will receive. The school applied for $4.3 million for the next 3 years. Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.